Well, we're back. It's another edition of Derailed. Harry Mays, that's at Harry Mays to you at Shander Show, and a little bit of a departure from the day-to-day. We still want to keep this thing going as it gives us an opportunity to talk about things a little bit more topical in the podcast world as opposed to like being restricted. Not that we are so much, Harry, but to the sports world where everything is finite and you have times and game times and you're reacting as much as you're predicting. And one thing that we talk about on the radio show, Mays and Eitan, noon to 2, 97.3 ESPN.com/app, is Game of Thrones and television and some movies. We talk about other things outside of sports, but we don't get into too many specifics because of the nature of live radio and trying to keep an audience in there that's probably dabbling in and out doing different things. Here, we can promote it and be like, hey, we're talking about Game of Thrones. So before we even look at the episodes, what's the last thing that you've had spoiled? Like, have you had something on social media? It doesn't even have to be on Twitter or Facebook. It can be, and I know you're not on Facebook, but like,
I left some coffee creamer.
That got
out,
spoiled?
Out of the refrigerator a little too long one time, not too long ago.
If we could all be so
and it's
lucky.
Spoiled.
Nobody ever told you 10, 15 years ago how the Sixth Sense ends or something like that? Like, nobody gave you that thing ahead of time?
I don't remember. So it really wasn't that important to me. Like, it didn't ruin my day, or I'd probably remember it.
Well, it could ruin your day, but it's 3,000 days ago. You probably won't remember it now.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't remember any instance.
Where television show or movie.
Happened with The Sopranos, watched every episode in order.
Wait, did you not watch it initially?
No. I dabbled. I was okay. In and out, and I saw an episode, but I never committed
How
to it.
How late were you watching it? I'm just trying to figure out where
I
you
watched
were.
All the episodes from start to finish.
Right.
While I broke my ankle. So a little over, about a year and
two
a half
ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah.
That's not. Okay, so at that point,
I knew everything. I mean, yeah, I knew how he died,
sure.
or how the allegedly
it,
died,
right.
And the whole Journey song. I knew all that stuff.
Yes,
and it didn't affect me one iota while I was watching the show.
No, and I understand that it shouldn't affect you,
right?
If you know that ahead of time to that extent, like the show has been out for 25 years at that point, right?
No, it's not 25 years.
Sopranos, when did that come out?
That was like 99, 2000 or something when it started, I think.
All right, so not 25 years, 15 years, right?
Your math is horrible. Anyway, let's just move on.
The first episode was 99.
Okay, that's what I said. That's what I said.
So
that's 19 years.
Okay, 17
years. It's 2019 right now.
That's my point. 20 years is a long time. For you to go and not know what happened. Like, you would have to be living under a rock as much as the Sopranos.
I can do that.
Not for television. If you were watching TV, you were on social media.
Why are you disputing this with me? I enjoyed it.
No, I watched it late. No, my point of it is it's not as fresh. It's not like the Sopranos just aired and you waited a week or two. Like, you waiting 25 years, it's almost like we'd expect you to know what happened, and it shouldn't ruin your viewer experience.
I waited on Breaking Bad, too.
Well, I did, too, but I didn't think that there was anything. Well, I caught up to Breaking Bad, but I didn't think that there was anything spoilable, right, at the end, except, Walt dies.
Right.
But that's kind of it. Omar dying in The Wire was ruined for me, similarly to what you were saying about The Sopranos, before I even started The Wire. And it still was something that caught me, and it came out of the blue in these series, and I still was upset about it. Like, I still felt like I went through it the first time because I wasn't watching every single episode, like, when is he going to die? When is he going to die? Like, you weren't watching The Sopranos.
No.
But we both knew because there was so much time that he elapsed. It wasn't like LaShawn McCoy tweeting something as the movie is airing, is my point.
Okay.
Like, there wasn't enough time.
Here's the thing. What are you getting at? Because are you going to say, like, if I found out that Cersei gets killed in the final minutes of the final episode by Arya, and Arya ends up being, the king of everything.
Right.
Would that ruin it for me? Is that what you're getting to?
No, I think it's more about the immediacy of when we can discuss things. And if it's on the radio show, if it's on Twitter, if it's just day to day.
Oh, so you want to get into details about the episode.
No, we will get into details on the podcast.
Right, right.
But I'm saying as far as...
We didn't do that on the radio
show.
We tried to dance around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now it's Tuesday that we're recording this.
So what's the period? Is that what you're asking?
Just in general, like what is this grace period that you afford people? Because movies, I do agree that movies now are different than TV.
And you can tell me how this Avengers movie ends. And
well, you have no
it
interest
won't
in seeing.
It break my heart. Right.
It's not like you are going to go and see
right.
it. But
like if Ant-Man beats Captain America, you know, and kills him.
Listen, I'm impressed that you were able to put those two together.
Okay.
Right? The fact that you were able to go full-on Ant-Man versus, and I don't even know if they're adversaries. I think they're probably boys.
I have no idea.
Ant-Man. I love how you... Paul Rudd in your head
I know, I know. Yeah, Paul Rudd is invading my brain, and that's really a shame.
But,
because who's the guy, the great... well, he makes a lot of money. Some people love his movies. Some people like some of them. The comic writer that uses Paul Rudd all the time.
It's not Seth Rogen.
No, he's in a lot of the guy's movies, too.
Yeah, I know.
He's married to Amy Mann, who I think is incredibly attractive.
Right.
That's his wife, and she's in a lot of his movies.
Michael Penn?
No. He's a famous director and producer.
Judd, isn't it? Judd Apatow?
Judd Apatow,
yeah,
that
right.
guy.
Judd Apatow. Right.
No, now I even forgot why I was going to
because
Judd
something
Apatow.
With Paul Rudd.
Yeah, right. Well, he's always using Paul Rudd.
So did Judd Apatow write the Avengers?
I don't know.
Did he have like some writing credit?
Did he?
That he snuck
it definitely wasn't Aaron Sorkin.
No,
I can guarantee you that. Okay.
No, it wasn't Sorkin. Can you imagine if they were like, hey, you know, we brought in Apatow to do some writing or some sort of consulting,
yeah.
But he like isn't that some sort of radio move right there? Like, oh yeah, you're gonna bring me as a consultant. Why don't you use my guy?
Right, right,
like,
right.
I've got a guy that would be great.
Yeah, I've got a great host.
Exactly right.
We can you know get rid of your morning show host and put my guy
just
in.
Just blow it
yeah,
right out.
Just blow
there.
Him out.
So that's all I was saying as far right. as like the whole spoiled thing because LeSean McCoy spoiled and he's still getting crushed for this. There was a guy.
What did he spoil?
He spoiled the end of Avengers Endgame, and this is while the movie's still in theaters. The movie hadn't been out for a week, and he put a tweet out.
Yeah,
saying,
that's kind of a dick move.
It is a major
that's,
dick
yeah,
move.
Yeah, that's. I mean, for the people
from
that really
guy
love
who's
that,
an asshole in his own right.
Some people just like to, you know, some people can't wait to see movies like that on the first. You know, first night they're out or the first weekend. They want to be a part of it. Other people like to wait a week or so maybe the crowds die down a little bit and they can better enjoy it. And now they know the ending if they followed LeSean on social media. That is a D move.
That's an awful thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, Brian Westbrook got caught up in this. Did you see this?
No.
I thought I showed you this.
No.
So... Somebody randomly, and this was at like 1 a.m., and, you know, Brian's got the newborn, so he's up at all times.
And you're up at all the times.
Well, I'm doing,
you're
a show.
Doing a show.
So
saw
I was
you
actually,
on Fox today, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
On the early hit.
The 545.
545 hit.
Not the 745.
No.
Which I was on. You know, that's the prime time.
No, I'm
that's
not.
That's the one with Mike and Alex that everybody's watching.
I'm not sticking around for that.
No?
Did Jarek ever find the guy that was at the Toronto game in the – the Sixers fan? I think it
was.
I think
that the 559 thing
yes.
that he did before 6 a.m.?
I think it was. I think he had it right. I think it's that guy that always sits on the court near the Sixers bench with the white hair.
That's some sort of like.
He's been a season ticket holder forever.
Somebody asked that on Twitter.
I don't know who he is, but I think it's the same guy.
No, he goes to like every game and.
He's like Marlins man.
Exactly, except he's out there. I saw somebody tweeting about this, asking actually me and a couple of people. I don't know if you were tagged in this as well, but asking, you know, who is this guy that's always there? Why is he always at every Sixers game?
He's got
game?
Nice white hair.
He's a real estate millionaire.
Is that
highly
what he...
involved with the team.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So that guy travels. Now, that's the rich man's, no pun intended, literally as well, Marlins man.
Right.
Because Marlins man is just some scumbag with
no, he's loaded too.
Well, that's what I'm saying, with expendable income.
Yeah.
Apparently people like that. I don't understand like that. I don't get the appeal of Marlins man.
Yeah, well, we
I'm
tried
out.
To get him on the show.
Yeah, he's banned.
And he stiffed us.
He's physically
so
and
that's why he's out.
Vocally banned
yeah.
from everything. So the spoiler culture is just interesting. And real quick, LeSean McCoy did that, and then somebody tweeted at Brian Sunday night into Monday. That's why I was up. It was like Monday, 1 a.m.
Yeah, you're doing your show.
And I saw
Second level.
It was pretty funny. I saw Brian respond with a quote tweet with about five question marks because the tweet was, "Thanks again for ruining the end of Avengers. Made going to see it Saturday night that much more fun, ... Calling him out like he was Shady McCoy. So he didn't even realize the guy, the idiot who was tweeting, that he was tweeting at Westbrook for ruining the movie that Shady did.
So he's blaming Westbrook for ruining the movie?
Absolutely.
But it wasn't Westbrook.
No, of
it
course
was,
not.
It was McCoy.
Brian had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, right.
I texted him. I said, this is hilarious.
I'd be like, the same way. I'd be like, what's this?
He still had no idea. So the spoilers aside, we'll just bring that up because this has been going on now forever, and with television shows, people live tweet. Now, I know you don't live tweet. I don't live tweet as well. I did send a tweet out at the end of the episode, but it was spoiler free. It danced around, but it was spoiler free. Now, you tell me if this is a spoiler tweet. I never thought I'd see someone blow a 28-3 lead again. ... Hashtag Game of Thrones.
Okay. Now, no, that's not a spoiler.
Okay, because you don't know who I'm talking about,
you don't.
When I'm talking about.
Right. You didn't say who got killed.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. That's a clever tweet. It's
okay.
Not bad.
No, it's not bad. It got some reaction.
Yeah, it's all you're looking for, man.
just a little reaction.
Yeah,
because I'm wondering why the majority of my stuff now doesn't. And I've noticed something.
Well, I'm shadow banned.
Well, and here's why. I called out Twitter for planting these viral tweets. There was a tweet that went viral yesterday that I called out, and I went and looked at it. The person had been on Twitter for 7 years and had 7 followers, and it clearly was a fake account. Yet somebody on Twitter promoted it to the point in which everybody saw it. So think about it. The only difference between your tweet and that 7-follower, 7-year created tweet that went viral is exposure. Twitter's choosing who you see and who sees your tweet versus putting some tweet that they create out there so it can go viral.
Well, they're probably trying to coerce people into paying for the promotion services.
So that they, too.
I'm surprised you haven't looked into that.
No, I have
you
not.
You know, seeing as you just love the reaction and can't stand when there's not enough reaction.
Well, should I be looking into promoting tweets? I imagine it's pretty expensive.
How expensive is it?
It's probably going to be like $100. Per tweet or like
per tweet.
Well, the thing is, like, I did this on Facebook.
You'd go broke in a minute.
Well, here's the thing. We did this on Facebook with the barbershop show, right? The sports shop. And we had to buy these Facebook posts, and they weren't cheap. Like $100 to promote a Facebook post got you like a radius around Philadelphia. So it's all about what you spend, and then that's allotted back. That's all.
Interesting.
Yeah. The difference, though, is that now when you talk about spoiling something that's live and you go live on Twitter, you go live on Facebook, social media, it's like people need comfort. I don't understand that.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't need to be with 500 or 5,000 other people that I can't see, talk, or interact with in real life to have some sort of comfort blanket around me when I'm watching a show.
No, I don't need that at all.
I don't understand that. Like, if I'm watching Game of Thrones, it has to be dark. I turn off all the lights.
Right.
I jack the volume up. It's me and my dog now.
I really don't.
And that's it.
I really don't understand this obsession now people have of watching other people play video games.
Well,
I don't understand that.
That's different because we use that same service, though.
I understand. I'm not saying anything negative about service.
Right.
I just don't understand the allure
how we've gotten
of
there.
People that aren't even participating in the video game.
Right.
They're just watching others do it. Like it's a sport now of like like you go to watch a basketball game.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference is it used to be, think about this. For me, I used to go on YouTube or Twitch in its infancy, but mainly YouTube. And again, even before Twitch, I'm trying to figure out what there was outside of YouTube. Maybe PlayStation had a couple of live channels, but it used to be, I can't figure this out in game X. Like, I'm stuck on a level. I'm stuck on a boss. I'm stuck on some shit in this game.
Okay, so you're seeking out some knowledge.
Absolutely.
To advance yourself in the game.
Yes, but
that's different.
But I think that's where it all began.
Oh, really?
Well, think about this. Before there were Madden tournaments where people, like you're saying, would watch, millions of people would watch, not only live at a venue, but on top of that, they'd stream it, and people would be live, you know, watching it on Twitch. You had a reason why people would go there in the first place. And I think in mass, what you had was, it was a tutorial. It was a place in which you could go and watch people do anything from kick the crap out of somebody in Madden to figure out something in Tomb Raider to anything in between. And you would go there and you would watch it. And I would do that. I'd watch these videos and be like, oh, cool, that's how you do it. And then there's some jackass on the other end with a headset explaining, this is how you do it, and thanks for coming to my page and things like that.
So it's like watching somebody cook something. You know, the recipe.
Well, I'm fascinated by the food chat.
Yeah, the food stuff I can understand because I would want to watch that so I could make it myself and enjoy the food.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is that what
you
do?
Or watch somebody playing the piano, like a certain piece on the piano, so I can learn it myself.
That's different, right?
I consider it different. Is it different?
Yes. I think it's different when you're watching a tournament. I think at this point, and I'm not equating them to athletes, but what I'm saying is at this point,
they call them athletes.
They do, but they call a lot of people athletes.
They get scholarships to college now for this stuff, for this video game stuff.
You know what, though? It generates money.
It's amazing.
But I think that we're way closer to watching a sporting event, watching two people battle it out in Madden, than we are watching a cooking video or something along those lines. I think the competitive competition element of it, is that redundant? Competitive competition?
Yes.
Okay. I think the competition element of it adds more of you're watching a live event, you're watching something like that, plan out like a sporting event, as opposed to just watching two people play video games. That exists. Like, I'll turn on the PlayStation, I'll show you the online market, and every game that you go to has its own page where you can go and see the 50 different broadcasts on Twitch and see people playing those games. And those are role-playing games to strategy to fighting to sports.
I guess if you're watching, like, the very best at it, it's similar to me watching somebody pro play golf in a tournament. Like, because I play golf.
Yeah, I
love it, but I want to watch the best at it. Because so if you're a Madden freak, I guess you would want to watch maybe the top-ranked Madden player in the country.
Absolutely.
I guess I could see that.
That's the way to monetize the initial tutorial element of it is, okay, now let's put people together. Mm-hmm. Let's pit them against each other in that element. What did you think of the episode? I thought it was one of their better episodes. I mean, 8 seasons, when you're talking about that and as many episodes as there are in Game of Thrones, it's difficult. And I'll say that we talked a little bit about this on the radio show. I don't know another television show. Did you ever see The Shield?
I know what the show is. I never saw the episode.
The Shield is...
What was that guy's name?
Michael Chiklis.
Chiklis. Yeah.
That show was incredible. And a lot of the show that was so cool was how it was shot combined with the buildup. And I think Game of Thrones has mastered that, where The Shield initially came out and it's low production. Like, when you see, it's meant to be looked at like you're watching somebody with,
a home
handheld
video camera.
Right, like filming these guys doing what they're doing, raiding houses and stuff like that. And it's almost like The Office, except it's shot in a drama, how it's like a one-cam thing. But anyway, my point of it is that they do such a good job building up, anticipation. A lot of times it doesn't pay off like the buildup. In Game of Thrones, it's difficult. But that's something that I haven't seen before, is just emotional buildup to an episode where you know something is going on.
Like, well, it's all about the guys dying.
Yeah, well, because they've established that, right?
It almost was like every week some favorite character is going to get offed. And then when they don't, or nobody dies, people are all disappointed.
Right.
Like, the buildup that have for Game of Thrones is about just death.
But haven't they themselves set that up?
Yes.
Because they've said, like, we'll kill anybody at any point.
Right.
And now they haven't really killed anybody outside. Theon and Jorah go down. And I get it.
Is Jorah the little...
No, he's the guy protecting
the queen. Oh, he's the queen. Yeah. He was the old queen's hand, now, right? Handed a queen.
Correct.
Yeah.
Before he gave it up to Tyrion. Now, left, and then Tyrion
But
got
also
it.
The little girl died.
Oh, well, she's not a main character. Like, she wasn't on my list of 22.
She's not on your list of 22.
Night King
does she make 30?
Well, now you're asking to extend it, like, the field of 64.
Yes.
Is she a play-in
game?
That's a great question.
You know what I'm saying?
Lyanna Mormont, right?
Mormont, yeah. She's a playing game, and so is the Ironborn woman who hasn't bathed since she was born.
Oh, Theon's sister?
Yes.
Well, she wasn't even in the episode.
She's all... I know.
I can't wait for her and Euron.
I want her to get killed in the worst way.
Trust me. I get it. I'm with you. Which I can't be happier that Theon died. Now, it was in a ridiculous fashion, and it just...
Well, he's made heroic now.
Yeah, but
he died a hero.
I don't buy that. He died an idiot, okay? It's 1 on 1,000... And he's sitting there,
yeah.
And he just charges the main
he
guy.
He charges the main guy,
like,
yeah.
Like he was going to do something. And it was a suicide mission.
It was. It was like death, suicide by cop.
But all he could have done was fight the Night King a little longer and distract. Like, that would have been a more reasonable
so
plan.
So Arya could come exactly in and right. really do her thing.
Exactly right. I think the episode was one of its better episodes, one of its better ones as far as
that's
the battle.
That's interesting you bring that up, because now I look at that as a flaw.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
That would have been a much better way
more
to end it.
More realistic, right?
Well, and just cooler, too. Like, you would have looked at, Theon, if it weren't for him, Arya wouldn't have been able to get to the Night King
right.
kind of thing.
Right. Now, think about that, like... The Night King stabs Theon, and mm-hmm. as Theon is dying, the Night King's eyes, like, change from, you know, squinting, like, vicious to open up its eyes, surprised, as it just disintegrates, and Arya stands there with the knife in
right,
his back.
Right, right.
Now, again, I get they set up what they did, but the Night King itself, this is the problem that I had with the payout, and I don't think that I got a great payout on the Night King. Is they set this damn thing up for 8 seasons as the evil. Two of the main protagonists, and Jon Stark and then Dany, were pushing this like it was the evil, the main evil. Like, okay, put Cersei and everything else in King's Landing on hold. We need to focus on the undead. And
right.
you would think, like, okay, that's going to be something insane. It takes them 5 years just to cross the fucking wall, mm-hmm. right? And then they do. And then it takes one night.
Right.
It takes one night.
It didn't even take the whole night.
No.
Because there was no sunrise.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I don't know if the sun ever comes up there anyway.
It's like Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's the one
Alaska.
Thing I didn't like. Exactly. Or it's like Scranton.
Is you know, Scranton that
6 bad?
6 months
in Scranton or Syracuse.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, Fairbanks is like
Syracuse,
10 months.
Syracuse is Scranton with a domed stadium in it.
That's not much.
No, it's
like,
not.
You're not adding much to it.
But anyway, that's the thing that annoyed me the most was the picture quality, I thought. And they did it intentionally.
They did.
I still need a great explanation as to why they do that.
Well, I read something. DigitalTrends.com had a recap of why they did that. And they shot in the highest quality cameras that are available. And they purposely use low lighting to put you in a scene of being there live, like the actors, not really seeing much.
And I didn't like what they did with the sound for a portion of it. Remember when it got really, like the sound almost went away?
When?
It was about towards the end of the battle. There was about a 5-minute period there where the audio changed.
Was it just music?
It kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I don't remember
it almost that. Like muted.
But there must have been something going on.
Well, yeah, you're watching like, you know, Jon Snow and all the
was
characters.
That the point in which he was at the dragon or right before that where he's
I think
trying
it was
to
right
hit the Night
that.
King and
I think
he's
it was
raising
right before
bodies.
That.
I might have just been music, I think.
I didn't like it.
But it dropped everything as far as like the natural sound.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, I
almost thought something was wrong with my setup.
Again, I don't know why they did that specifically with the audio. I didn't even notice that until you brought it up. I need to watch it again because I didn't even notice that was a big deal, the lighting. I just assumed that's what they were going for.
Mm.
And it didn't really, like the battle scenes, you didn't get to see, that was the issue, right? I got to see everybody else.
Well, it was
like you never not got to see the Hound or anybody else, right, fighting. It was just the actual battle scenes itself where there were all these people going back and forth with the undead.
Yeah, but it was also so fast, like I couldn't tell who was who.
Right, and that's what they wanted. That was the intention.
They wanted that.
Yes. They wanted that. And I didn't have a problem with that specifically because I think I was just wrapped up in it. Like I was you, just watching the damn thing.
Yeah, I told you. I watched this like I'm a 10 or a 12-year-old kid, you know, sitting in front of the TV with like my mouth open. You know what I mean?
Right. Which I thought for the most part, the episode was visually great when you could see it. But the problem is like, I don't even think it's nitpicking.
I'm looking forward to the next battle more than I am that one.
I think that's 5 of 6 this year.
Because it won't be so damn dark.
No, it'll be daytime.
Daytime.
But here's the thing. Like the Night King, all of this led up to this hive mentality where anybody could have killed the Night King. Anyone. Mm-hmm. Some fat son of a bitch who just got suited up, who is normally some bread maker, who got armored and issued dragon glass, could have killed the Night King.
Right, right.
Like Samuel Tarly didn't get killed. Like, think
about
that.
Or the blacksmith guy could have killed
him. Well, he at least knows how to fight Gendry.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Samuel Tarly. Like, think about this. I'm expected to believe that hundreds of thousands of zombies crashed that place and went everywhere, and they couldn't kill the most unathletic person on set and Samuel Tarly?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
I know. That's true. That's a good
point,
He
should have been gone.
He should have been. Yeah, I'm sick of his stupid look on his face.
Me too.
And then he ran off.
He did.
He ran like a coward.
Well, that's his M.O.
Yeah.
That's his M.O. And I think that also...
He's going back to the Citadel to read books.
To steal more books.
Yeah, it's just...
Unbelievable. The guy gave away his sword because he couldn't lift it up.
Right.
And then he didn't die. Again, Theon dying was great. And I think that Arya at the end was cool, but it could have been a little bit better.
Jon Snow runs around with a horseshoe in his pocket.
Yeah,
that takes
forever, right?
I mean, he's...
Or it's just lucky.
He's just so lucky.
Yeah.
He's like an accidental hero. In this thing. He's a dope. That character's a dope.
Just like his dad. Oh, not his dad.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like the dumb Ned. Jock.
Yeah, you're right.
Jon Snow.
They took John and Danny out of the episode. Because of that stupid dragon sequence.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was too much flying around and the dragons doing nothing.
You know, I like the episode, but the more I think about it, I might have to give it a 6.
What happened to the Night King's dragon? Did they kill it? They got it? See, that's another thing.
That's
I couldn't
the dragon
tell
who that
was
who. Well, that was the dragon that died about to get Jon Snow at the end.
Okay.
That's the Night King's dragon, right. Danny's dragon survived. All right, so we'll continue this. I like this.
But
I like
isn't that
breaking down this.
Didn't that dragon die because the Night King got killed, so it killed all of them?
Absolutely. Now,
again, he was so lucky that timing was just perfect for him. That seems to be the way that character is throughout the whole show.
Jon Snow's luck. Yeah,
yes.
I agree. And that begs the question as far as why is it so easy to end this threat that has been looming allegedly over humanity for thousands of years, and all it needed was just some lucky son of a bitch with an arrow to take out the Night King, and then everything dies like a domino.
Everything dies.
Wasn't it a little bit of a letdown?
It kind of was.
All right, I'm with you on
kinda
that.
It was.
I can't wait to see the big battle. Again, tune in. Maze and Eitan, 97.3 ESPN, 12 to 2 on 97.3 ESPN and 97.3ESPN.com/app.
And that was really my only experience with zombies. I'm not a zombie guy.
Yeah, me neither.
I know this old Walking Dead is a big obsession.
I don't like
that stuff.
People love
it. And good for them. I'm not going to tell you not to watch it. But it just never appealed to me that much.
Right. I'm with you, too. And I don't do The Walking Dead, World War Z, any of that crap.
Right.
It's different. But here, in this case, I think we're done with that threat, so we're back to normal.
Right.
All right, next week we'll be back to normal, talking a little bit about whatever the hell we find. It could be Game of Thrones. This could turn into a Game of Thrones recap until the thing ends.
It might.
You never know. For Maze and Eitan, for Derail, that's right, at Harry Maze to you at Shander Show.
Yes.
Anything else?
We need to figure out between now and the next episode how it is that I am losing Twitter followers rather than gaining them. Is Twitter doing it to me?
Yes.
You think it's them?
Yes.
So they're going through all my followers and just weeding them out?
I think so.
Really?
Yes. I think Twitter is going through and determining for you who should be, like, they're removing people you're following or followers?
Well, I'm asking, is it them going through and, like, maybe thinking people are bots?
Yes.
And just deleting them?
I think so. I think you're being purged.
Mm.
We'll find out.
Interesting.
Can we bring on an expert?
Who is an expert?
We'll have to find one.
Let's get Jack on.
Good luck. I blocked him like McCoy.
Did you?
Yeah, that's probably why I'm getting banned.
You blocked him?
Yeah.
No wonder you're getting banned.
Probably. All right, this is it. Derailed. We'll see you next week.